What moment have you connected with Jesus and connected deeply with your friends? Like, is there a specific performance? Like, yo, that performance, I remember, okay, I was on a different spirit that day.
Well, there have been many. Like one of my sisters said, be it at church. But particularly at the recording, I remember when we were doing The Only Name That Saves. And after that recording, when we were listening to it and we were doing the BBs, I couldn't remember some of the things. I'm like, but when did this happen? So I personally felt like, you know, I'd been raptured. I left the recording and I was in a different space altogether. And I know that it's not just me. A lot of people, actually, they got to have their own encounters with Jesus separately. And most people are like, but I don't remember this. But I'm like, listen, you were in the moment and Jesus was doing what Jesus does that no man can do. So, yeah, The Only Name That Saves, that day, these parts, the king is here, all of that, I don't remember any of it. I don't. I'm like, when did this happen? So, for me, it just takes me back to that moment, which was really out of this world, which was really, I left the room, and yeah.
Can you then just describe the feeling, since you're saying you felt excited being part of, like, the success of the album? Can you describe then the feeling of stepping out of a stage after a heated performance, particularly, let's say, the recording or any live performance that you guys do?
Yeah, I think like Sis Cairo, she said that there was a moment in one of the songs where she's like, I don't remember what happened. So when the album came out, I also felt the same, like, what happened? When was that? Like, when did that happen? So I feel like for me, looking back and listening back to the album is like, that's for me the experience that, like, when did this happen? So yeah, it's the after effects.
So you don't feel it on the stage, you feel it after the stage?
Yes, no, all the time.
Thank you very much, appreciate it.
Thank you.
And for you, within this journey with Muso, what's the most bizarre, most memorable experience, performance, or not the, like, touring experience, I guess, or something that you've like, okay, you know what, because I was with Muso, this I had to do, or this I did.
I think for me, every time we minister, the fact that people understand the lyrics of the songs, and also when people get saved, I think for me that is a win. Every time a person gives out, gives their life to Christ, I think that is the most memorable every time.
Thank you so much, Blue. Appreciate it.
Sure.
So one final question, Yanga. Do you have a favorite place or environment to write music?
Do I? okay, weirdly enough, Starbucks. Weirdly enough. There was a time when I just woke up and I was like, okay, today I'm writing a song. I decided to go buy a book, a notebook, and I bought like a pen. And then I just sat there and I was like, I'm going to write a song today. Wherever, whenever it is, I don't know, but I'm going to write it. And it was pretty chilled. It was a nice environment. A lot of people go there to work. I guess I was working. So, yeah, I think it's a nice place for me to write. That type of setting, yeah.
So how do you make sure that the music that you bring out to people, how does it support and make sure that the mission of the church is aligned? Or how does it align with it?
So everything starts from the point of the church. So everything we do starts off in church. So once it works inside our room and our community connects with it, we believe then that the people that hear it will definitely connect with it. So for us, it's the other way around. It needs to work in our local church first before we take it anywhere else. Yeah.
Bule, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Awesome, awesomeness.
And do you guys have any pre-show, like, for lack of a better word, rituals or superstitions that you guys do, like, in terms of how do you prep yourself? I think to frame it better, how do you then prep yourself? Is there a thing, do you eat bubble gum? Do you tap your feet? You know, there's that one thing that you just get yourself to be in the mood in. What's yours?
Food. My brother, food. I have to eat.
Cool.
Yeah, that's the one thing that...
In order to get a good set.
Yeah, food.
And for you?
For me to get a good set, I think for me it's preparations. Yeah, I'm always, what can I say? I didn't get too overexcited when we about to record or to do anything. And also I mute my emotions. So when we are going to do a recording or whatever that we're doing regarding Musa worship, I make sure that I keep in mind or be careful of the situation that is happening at the moment. Yeah, so I get in the moment easily. So that hence I say I mute my own emotions just to zone in into what is happening in the room.
And forming a sense of community, what's Musa's idea around forming a sense of community within the Christian space?
Authenticity. Music. I think authenticity, man. I think when we are authentic, we form deep relationships. And authenticity means you deal with the best and the worst of people. And if you're able to handle people at their worst and at their best, you are able to develop a healthy community. So I think that's that. When we come together, we don't come together as musicians, talented people, pastors, whatever titles you want to go with. We come together as a people of God. We clown around a lot. We like when you come around as you, contrary to popular, you know, some people might think we're always praying and, you know, we have time to pray, but oftentimes we're just having fun, laughing, authentic relationships. And out of that, chemistry develops, which is very important in working together.
Nice to hear. Pastor, thank you so much for your time.
It's a pleasure, man.
Have a good one. Thank you.
Good.
If people want to find out more of the album and get more to listen more, where do you think we should reach out? Or how could we reach out?
All digital platforms. Your Apple Music, it's on your iTunes, Spotify, Deezer, it's on YouTube. So you can, everywhere, man. And you can follow Musa Worship on Instagram, on Facebook. You can just Musa Worship, check for Musa Worship on any type of platform and it should pop up. And we've made it. You Google us, we'll...
Well, sure. Yeah, the Google Analytics knows you.
We've made it, man. Yeah, so everywhere, which is Musa Worship, and the songs are available on all digital platforms, basically.
Thank you very much, bro. Appreciate it.
Awesomeness.
Amen. Can you hold your heart and sing it one more time? My dear Jesus.